God told Jonah to go to Nineveh that way. What way did Jonah go? That way. He went exactly the opposite. And Jonah knew God, but he didn't want to go to Nineveh. Why was Jonah supposed to go to Nineveh? He was supposed to tell that wicked city that God said, shape up, or we're just going to have to destroy this city. But Jonah didn't want to go, and he didn't go. He went the other way, and he got on a boat. And he must have been a little stressed, because he went down in the bottom of the boat, and he went to sleep. Now, if I were running away from God, I don't know if I could sleep. And I don't know that I haven't run away a time or two. But when you don't want to do what God wants you to do, and you go the other way, can God still see you? Can God still see you? Yes, he can. When you go the other way, and God said go that way, God can still see you, wherever you are. So Jonah went to sleep. Went sound asleep. And a big storm arose out there in the ocean, or the sea. And it rocked the boat, and it scared everybody. And they said, oh, we better start throwing things overboard so we don't sink. Jonah slept on. And they kept thinking, well, what did we do? So they prayed to their gods. Did that get them an answer? Theirs was not the creator God. It wasn't our God. So they said, whose fault is this? And they drew lots. So they went down, and they got Jonah, and they said, is this your fault? Must be, he said, because I didn't do what God asked me to do. Josie, can you pass that around? Look at the pictures. So he said, well, you might as well throw me overboard because it's my fault and this isn't going to get any better. Because he prayed too. And the storm still didn't stop. So they threw him overboard. And he sunk down and down and down to the depths of the ocean, the bottom. And then he said, oh, God, please help me. Help me. Lift me up out of this. And he went very, very low. And all of a sudden, a big fish. Did you see the picture of the whale or the fish? It's this one. Now, this must have been a big fish or a certain kind. Because I'll bet Jonah was as tall as our pastor or bigger. I've never heard of a fish that could swallow a man. And then he stayed in the belly. Ordinarily, if you went down in a fish, all the stuff in the belly would be icky, and it would eat you up, and you'd come out a different way. But he was down there for how many days? 3 days and three nights. And all that time, he began to pray and say, I'm sorry, Lord. I'm sorry I didn't go the way you told me to. But I know they would just say I was a false prophet. Because I know you wouldn't destroy them. So he came up, and the big fish burped him out onto the sand on the side of the water. And he brushed himself off, and he probably washed himself off. And he said, I guess I better get myself down to Nineveh. Nineveh was a big town, probably bigger than Eugene. Have any of you ever been to Eugene? It's up the road a little bit. Nineveh was about 120,000 people. So he went there, and it took like 3 days to walk through, but it only took him one day. And he told the people, you need to repent. Now, what does repent mean? It means to say, I'm sorry. And he got to the king, and the king told all the people, take off your clothes, put on sackcloth, and repent and say, I'm sorry. And he said, nobody can have anything to drink or eat, not even the animals, until we get back on the favor of God. So what did God do when they said, I'm sorry. What did the people do? What did God do? God said, you're forgiven. So Jonah said, see, I told you, this is why I didn't want to go to Nineveh, because I'm going to be a false prophet. I told them all that they were going to die and that the town was going to be just burned up. And you didn't even do it. So Jonah was just upset. So he went up on the hill outside the city and he built him a little tent. And he sat there and he pouted, kind of like some girls that I know sometimes. And he pouted. And he said, see, Lord, they would have just called me a false prophet because you save everybody. If they repent and they say, I'm sorry, you say, okay, I forgive you. Well, God said to Jonah, why are you pouting up there? And he said, that's why. So the Lord built he had a vine grow up over it, and it protected him from the sun, and the hot desert wind was coming in, and it protected him. And he said, Jonah, why are you so upset? I love the people. Jonah said, well, okay, I guess I should forgive the people too. So when somebody does something that you don't like, do you forgive them? Do you forgive them?
Yes.
And will God forgive us? If we say we're sorry, he will, mostly no matter what we do. So all we have to do is say our prayers, believe in God, and don't go the other way, because it doesn't do any good to run away from God. He can see us wherever we are. And you can go back to your seats, and don't forget to pick up the money.